Time to get back into our perch fishing talk on Garden Bay with Foxy from Foxy's Den and Garden Corners. And this is continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Do you think the fishing will continue for how much longer?
I would say this through this weekend should be good. One guy came in, not really yesterday, but the day before, and the fish that I looked at, and they were pretty well spawned out. The next guy came in, and he had 27, and I said to him, when he cleaned them, I said, what'd the spawn look like? He said, it was still hard.
Oh.
So that kind of tells me that they're coming in waves, you know, and that's actually better, because sometimes that can extend. Sometimes you can go into the garden and you can catch a nice mess of perch when everybody else has quit fishing. But you got to play it around. You just got to experiment a little bit. It's a little easier this time of the year, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't mean that they all quit at the same time.
Right.
I got a story to tell you, though. You're going to love this one. Back when I was a young buck, I used to catch a lot of minnows. And I used to get these spot-tail shiners. There's one spot that I have where they come in. And so I go back there to get these minnows. So appreciate the fact I'm selling a couple hundred dozen a day, and I'm catching most of myself. And here sits this poor, unsuspecting dude with a smelt net, and he's got 2 5-gallon pails full of spot-tail shiner minnows. And I looked at him, and I said, do you have a bait dealer's license or a bait catcher's license? No, he says, I got a fishing license. I said, fishing license doesn't give you the right to keep minnows. Those aren't minnows, he says. Those are smelt. I mean, he's looking at $100 in those 2 pails, and this idiot, he thinks they're smelt.
Wow.
Yeah, I had other words, but we won't bleep it that much. You know?
I don't have enough time to bleep all that.
I just took my pails and turned around, shook my head, and walked away.
Foxy, you're always good for a good story. All right, so next week I'm going to call you back to get a recap on the perch, but I want to hear about some Tom turkeys next week.
I haven't even been out.
I figured, you know, I heard you were feeling a little under the weather, so we'll save that for next week.
I haven't had a chance to get out there yet, so far they're safe. We'll see what happens. We got a long season.
That's right. The best is still yet. I don't think it gets good till about May 15th, personally.
Well, I always did well early, but they've already gotten a couple of dogs out there going after their decoys, so that's always fun, too. All right, you behave yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll call you then. Take care.
All right, I'll let you know how. I'm going to fish Friday and Saturday, so.
Oh, perfect.
We'll have a first-hand experience.
Perfect.
Okay, bud. See you later.
Foxy from Foxy's Den at Garden Corners, and this is The Outdoor Show.